Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Monday, and it's also the 18th day of February 2019. It's President's Day. Boy, don't that just make you feel patriotic all inside. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Let's see, oh, it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was 5 when I woke up just before daylight. It was 3 degrees here. It's just miserable-ass cold winter. That's all I can tell you. We're going to start talking about the crisis we're in. We'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, you know, it's said that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. And that's what's happening to us, my friends. The history, it wasn't so much forgotten. I mean, there was a concerted effort to remove our history from us, to dumb us down, to change our history and make us forget who we are. But the bottom line is the fault falls upon each one of us generationally as it happened because we allowed it.
Because.
So again, we find ourselves, I see I'm hearing a little weird stuff like echoes. And anyway. To try to make this flow just a little bit better. The crisis we find ourselves in today is real simple. It's simple for everybody. Either we will defend with our arms, we will fight for and defend that Bill of Rights, or we will become slaves. That is the crisis. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this time of crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he who stands by it now deserves the love of, and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have the consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. The United States Corporation, with a private corporate army to enforce its tyranny, has declared that it has not only the right to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then is there not such a thing as slavery upon this earth? Trump signs amnesty budget bill for millions of illegals, encourages millions more to flood into the U.S. and is caught bald-faced lying about caravans that he let in. This is from Rents/ it's Alapac, sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Trump lied to the nation today by falsely claiming his administration stopped multiple illegal alien caravans, when in truth, he let them into the United States. Speaking for 40 minutes, he never mentioned he just signed the dastardly and secretive budget bill, which incentivizes illegal immigration and child trafficking. Trump just signed into a bill that 99% of Americans know nothing about, which contains amnesty for millions of illegals, incentives for child trafficking, an expansion of Trump's deadly catch-and-release policies, less detention space for illegals, reduction of interior immigration law enforcement, new buildings and buses to bring more illegals into the United States, raising of legal immigration levels a measly 1.3 billion for border fences and severe restrictions on where border barriers can be built. The vast majority of Trump's voters oppose the measures, the immigration policies he just secretly signed into law. We told you, we tried to fucking tell you. But you're so goddamn, you fucking retards. The vast majority of Trump's voters oppose the measures. Yeah, you dumb son of a bitches. Because you're so much smarter than everybody. Because you got the wealth. Why do you got the wealth? Because you're fucking stupid. That's what they elevate. The stupid that'll go along with the fucking bullshit, huh? Trump lied without challenge from the media. She sure did when he claimed they were stopping caravan illegals from entering America. When in truth, Trump is letting the caravans in, which inspires more larger caravans to form. No member of the White House press corps bothered to ask Trump about the budget bill or even if he had signed it. Trump wore a Democrat blue tie and paraded angel families who have lost loved ones to illegal immigration crimes after signing a bill that will increase both illegal immigration and the number of Americans killed by illegals. Trump obfuscated and talked about trade agreements, law enforcement, the border, and his plan to declare a state of emergency for more than 40 minutes, but never admitted to the national audience that he signed the budget bill that a majority of his supporters despise. He has supporters. Is there still people out there, you treasonous bastards? I know without it. Go ahead.
I just want to add an appendix to the summer soldier.
Yep.
If I can. And I just want to say, they're going to have better luck trying to put a stick up a badger's ass than fooling around with some of us out here.
Oh, well, I promise you, it'll be like sticking that wet noodle up a wildcat's ass. It's going to be war. It's going to be war. It is war right now. They've declared war on us.
It is. But I didn't want to interrupt you.
That's
I love
okay.
listening to you. Just out here standing in the sun and the snow and
stay warm.
Here.
Stay warm, Hal.
Yeah. Hey, I'm out.
Trump wore a Democratic blue tie and paraded angel families who have lost loved ones to illegal immigration crimes after signing a bill that will increase both illegal immigration and the number of Americans killed by illegals. And you sit there and you watch it and you just want to vote thing. Who are you going to vote for next, you dumb fucks? Trump obfuscated and talked about trade agreements, law enforcement, the border, and his plan to declare a state of emergency for more than 40 minutes, but never admitted to the national audience that he signed the budget bill that a majority of his supporters despise. I know without a doubt that President Trump is a liar. Whoa, somebody discovered uranium. He is deceptive and intentionally manipulating his supporters to lead them to their own doom through amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Trump is a Judas goat, said William Green, president of ALIPAC. It is clear to me that Trump is not the man he campaigns to be, and he he is complicit in passing a major policy bill in a disgusting way that prevented 99% of Americans from learning what is in the bill until after he made it a law. Just like Obamacare. In truth, Trump shares Obama's tactics and immigration positions. The American patriots who see through Trump's lies and those who are upset by his signature on the amnesty budget bill today are the Americans we want to represent and give voice to at ALIPAC. Let's just be another ALIPAC. I mean, well, sure, maybe is that incorporated? You got INC behind your name? I haven't checked yet. It's like the, NRA or Gun Owners of America, but they're there. They want to represent you. How about everybody just represent them fucking selves like they're supposed to? The war is for that fucking Bill of Rights. You will take up arms and you will fight for that son of a bitch or you will be enslaved and your ass will be put in a ditch with a 40 caliber fucking lobotomy. Period. That's the game. ALIPAC is on. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you remember what you said, that they're going to outnumber us? To be honest with you, man, I think they already outnumber us. Because every time I go to a store or something, it's like 5 or 6 a.m. to one of me.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. But the advantage we have is this is our home. We've been here for generations. We know every inch of it. But, hey, man, they're depending on a lot on technology and the fact that, you know, like I said yesterday, trying to get us down to we're fighting with slingshots. We're going to fight them with slingshots because they're going to get our guns from us. Well, that ain't going to happen. AIPAC is launching a new effort to reach out to angel moms and provide them with information proving that Trump lies and is using the families of victims of illegal aliens to promote a globalist an open-door agenda while pretending to be a nationalist. Trump successfully used the angel families to convey that he has their support on his action today, which includes the budget bill filled with amnesty and benefits for every illegal alien, for the very illegal aliens that slaughtered their loved ones. Here, we're gonna do it, people.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty.
Liar.
There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally
liar
our country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Let me just tell you that Dwight Eisenhower moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country. You don't get nicer, you don't get friendlier. They moved 1.5 million people out. We have no choice. We have no choice.
The executive order gets rescinded. One good thing
you'll
about...
You'll rescind that one, too?
One good thing
you'll
about...
You'll rescind the Dream Act executive
you're gonna
order.
You're going to have to.
DACA.
We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
so
to
you're
come
gonna
in...
You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going to keep
but
them
they
together
have to
out.
Go. But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
We will work with them. They have to go. Chuck, and we either have a country or we don't have a country.
There is only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people. My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Perhaps Trump's past experience as an actor in professional wrestling matches prepared him for the grand deception he is pulling on tens of millions of Americans who deeply oppose illegal immigration and amnesty. It is truly ironic that Americans elected Trump because he claimed he opposed open borders and amnesty for illegal aliens. Trump lied when he promised all illegals, including DACA amnesty recipients, had to go home. ALIPAC is now tracking 11 broken campaign promises by Trump on immigration issues. Number one, Trump reversed his campaign position of reducing legal immigration levels and now supports raising legal immigration levels, according to his State of the Union speech of February 5th, 2019. Trump promised caravan illegals could not come into the United States. Caravan illegals allowed to enter. Trump promised border wall, no wall. And he also, I'll throw in there, he said that Mexico was going to pay for it too, didn't he? No wall. No wall yet as of February 2019. And the Mexicans ain't paying for shit. It's just like, Vicente Fox said, fuck you. And he meant fuck you and it was fuck you. Trump promised to end DACA amnesty on his first day. Trump continues DACA. Trump promised to oppose amnesty. Trump endorses amnesty legislation and has deployed his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to cut a deal with Democrats to give amnesty to millions of illegals, which is what we just got through talking about. That's what he did. That's what that was in that fucking deal. And more money to send to Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala to make more caravans to finish the fucking invasion of our country by this fucking charlatan. Trump promised executive order to end birthright citizenship. No order. Trump promised illegals would go home. Trump now supports amnesty via House Resolution 4760. Trump promised DHS would clean up election fraud. No action. Trump promised to send end sanctuary cities. No action. Trump promised to end catch and release of illegals. Catch and release continues. Update February 18, 2019. Trump signed emergency order. Trump said he would declare an emergency and have the military build the wall. No action till February 18th through the 19th. And this fucking wall don't mean a goddamn thing when you're just, it's meaningless to sending them to Mexico until they cross across and you just go ahead and let them through. It's nothing is stopping. It's accelerating. This is a fucking international communist and he's here for the coup de grace. He's pulling off what, I was watching a thing earlier because I was looking through for this with Tucker Carlson. And you know, he talked about this right here because, you know, all the states now, their infringements upon the second article just declared, you know, because we're subject to that legislation under that 14th Amendment. We don't have a goddamn Bill of Rights. They have declared it, just like I said in the preamble to this fucking program. They have declared us without right, that we are subject to their fucking, whatever they write down on a piece of fucking paper. Oh, let's listen to two things here.
And now, thanks to your activism and dedication, you have an administration fighting to protect your Second Amendment, and we will protect your Second
Amendment. Woo. And that's one side of his mouth. Let's see what comes out of the other side of the mouth.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
There you go. I mean, I guess that this is finally the admission that you were fucking duped. That we were all the time that we were telling you, you were being fucking duped. By a fucking charlatan, by a goddamn WWF fucking actor. Unbelievable. Is that the mentality of the American national these days? Many Trump voters are deeply upset by President Trump's conduct in this matter. And those are the Americans ALPEC is seeking to represent. Why? So you can throw another fucking charlatan? So you can be the next fucking sellout? Where were we here? New U.S. spending bill includes $200 million increase in defense aid to, come on, gun guy, you guys can guess who it, I mean, the spending bill? If you're going to have a spending bill, who's going to be in it for another $200 million? In defense aid to, well, Israel, you know, our sovereign. This is from the Times of Israel, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new spending bill signed Friday by U.S. President Donald Trump to prevent another government shutdown over border funding allocates $200 million increase in defense assistance to Israel than compared to the years prior. So he's pretty much, well, I'm glad, sure, good thing that goddamn Hillary Clinton didn't get in there, huh? He has done every fucking thing that he said he would. I mean, what got him elected, people? Everybody knows what got him elected. Was that fucking, that goddamn gonna throw them all out of here? I mean, and people fell for it. Even when you looked at it, you just go, come on, God, you can't believe that. You know better. This is a multi-billionaire. This is an international real estate mogul. This is one of them. He's not one of us. He's a guy just like us. Well, he's a businessman just like the you fucking retards. You retards! What all you've done is allowed them to entrench more. You've allowed them to get better entrenched. So that it's gonna cost more of our fucking lives of those that are not Sunshine Patriots to take this fucking country back. And I say that the Sunshine Patriots, at the end of all of this, their fucking asses are out of here.
Hillary Clinton got him elected. Nobody voted for Trump. They were voting against Hillary.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And that's what this next, see, they're already preparing for the 20. I mean, there's people declaring themselves for 20. God damn, it's constant election. It's constant election. It's constant investigation. They have proven to us beyond a shadow of a doubt that every goddamn one of them is a fucking criminal. I mean, share of our fucking money that belongs to our wealth that belongs to our people is going to these goddamn law firms to litigate back and forth, and nobody goes to jail. Oh, yeah, just to prove to us what we already know. They're all a pack of fucking international criminals. Hell bent on our fucking destruction. The provision tucked in the 1,159-page bill includes $3.3 billion in funds designed for security assistance to Israel under the 2016 Memorandum of Understanding. Boy, that sounds fucking legal. Between the Obama White House and the Netanyahu government. Another $500 million for Israeli missile defense was appropriated in a defense appropriations bill passed last fall. And you realize, we built the Iron Dome. I mean, goddammit, they think we have the memory of a fucking cabbage. We built Iron Dome, took it over there, and gave it to those motherfuckers. Now we're getting ready to buy Iron Dome them to produce it for us over here. Or for our troops over there in the Middle East. For them. Because it belongs to them. Because nothing belongs to you. This is a goddamn corporation, and they own the controlling interest in it, okay? And that includes you as a being. They own your fucking ass. Go ahead. I thought I heard somebody trying to get in there. The increase in aid to Israel was applauded by the American Israeli Public Committee, APAC, commends Congress for strongly supporting Israeli security and strengthening the U.S.-Israel relationship. The pro-Israel lobby said in a statement, these funds help Israel maintain its quantitative military edge in the region in order to defend itself by itself from mounting threats on its borders. Shit. The spending bill also includes provisions that would extend the 2 years Department of Defense's authority to house emergency weapons. See, we're just housing weapons over there. They use them all up, and we go house some more over there. You see, they don't even spend a fucking dime. It's our blood, our money, for our masters over there in Israel, those kike motherfuckers. It's Israel, and I better not be saying that anymore either. You guys better, did you guys hear this one? Hey, here's your fucking commander in chief. You're fucking America first. I'm the president of America and not the rest of the world. Here he is.
Take the firearms first.
Whoops,
and
wrong one, sorry. Here we are.
The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it.
They've propaganda.
And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
There you got it, people. You will bend your fucking knee to King Netanyahu, or you will have your fucking head taken off. The death penalty for anti-Semitism. Whose fucking country is this? Who's fucking running this goddamn joint? Huh? What does it take for that? Go ahead, brother. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that's how they had it in Russia after they little Jewish communist revolution they had.
Uh-huh.
They had, if you anti-Semitic, and they, when they killed all the Russians, if you said anything against the Jews, it was a death penalty.
Well, that's what this savior of American, this knight in shining armor on his big white horse wants for this fucking United States. Not the president of the world, not the Jews, but our brothers and sister Jews, really? Is this fucking Israel or the United States? My brothers and sisters are American nationals, not fucking Jews. And you'll have as much, well, it's time. It's time to settle the fucking issue. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaking, looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer can get you undone. Say love. Sitting on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and I'm down here with the rest of us. A social distortion, that's where everybody going to be. You people that are living in that middle class and went out there, Trump, just give him a chance. He's getting ready to give you it. Bend your ass over and get ready. We're talking about the $200 million increase in defense aid in this goddamn treasonous fucking bill, this treasonous policy that the United States Corporation just declared as fucking law. And we're at this part. Earlier this year, members of Congress sought to include in the spending bill legislation that would codify the existing $38 billion, whatever MOU stands for, into law. And that's the direct tax on the subjects of the United States by the fucking Israeli government, through our fucking so-called legislature. No, through the corporation. We have no representation. We have tyranny. That measure was ultimately not included in the spending bill struck between Democrat and Republican leaders this week. Why didn't you just go all the fucking way and just do it? That is a direct tax from the state of Israel upon the American subjects, period. You can't call it anything else. It's called reality. It's called logic. The legislation comes after Trump announced in December he was withdrawing American troops from Syria. Israel has repeatedly warned in recent years that Iran is seeking to... No, he's not pulling goddamn troops from Syria. They're putting more in. That's another fucking lie. Repeatedly warned in recent years that Iran is seeking to establish a military presence in Israel, in Syria. What the fuck is it to you? How many military presences are in our goddamn country right now, people? That is one of our major fucking threats. That these dirty son of a bitches in that fucking fraudulent corporation, that fucking usurpation piece of shit, parasitic bunch of fucking thieves, is being put on us. There are foreign troops on our fucking soil from every fucking nation around the world that's a part of this fucking New World Order. And they're here to kill us. Israel has repeatedly warned in recent years that Iran is seeking to establish a military presence in Syria, where it is fighting alongside its Lebanese proxy, Hezbollah. We're talking about proxies? How about ISIS? Is America its proxy? Well, it's not America's, it's actually Israel's, because we're just their subjects. We just pay for every fucking thing the dirty cocksuckers want. And Russia to restore the regime of the Syrian President Bashar Assad. You mean their elected government? That they wouldn't let be overturned so that they could hand fucking Syria over to the fucking Jews too? Oh, gee, it'll be just like the fucking Golan Heights. Oh, we're incorporating that. We're incorporating that. Oh, incorporating it, huh? Israeli officials have also warned that America's absence would open the door for Tehran to create a so-called land bridge from Iran through Iraq and Syria into Lebanon and to the Mediterranean Sea. Over the last several years, Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Syria, but no, they're not the aggressors. They're not attacking the Syrian government. It's that ISIS thing that's going on over there. You know, the ISIS we pay for. Against targets linked to Iran. Sure, whatever you say. It's just like the fucking court things over here. Oh, it's just, this is the ups down and downs up, and that's just the way it is because we said so. Really? Now, this is an older article, but I got a call from Art last night. He moved to Phoenix, and he just went to get his Arizona driver's license. And he told me about the Gold Star and this law that's coming into effect. Now, you will not be able to get on a plane and leave fucking Arizona without a passport or one of these gold stars showing that you have real ID. You know, let's just read a little bit of it. As of October 1st, 2020, Arizona residents won't be able to travel out of several airports throughout the state and country, with just a standard driver's license as identification, the Arizona Department of Transportation said. Driver's licenses in Arizona are not compliant with the Real ID Act, which was passed by Congress in 2005. But there was a Real ID Act. How are all these illegals getting goddamn people's social security numbers, people's goddamn other people's identification, and fucking taking the jobs and fucking taking the money back over the border, all this remittances, which is the number one income of Mexico is remittances from the fucking United States. There are people coming over here working our manufacturing our goddamn resources and sending the money back over there so that they can send more of their people over here. This is fucking recolonization, people. You better wake up to it, because you're the ones that are going to be disfucking placed. Just like when they came across this country the first time. And you see the same shit. I mean, the people divided. I mean, they have done a really good job of that, haven't they? Men against women, old against young, black against white, fucking goddamn queers. I'm fucking running every fucking thing. Everybody in your goddamn government can't even speak clear fucking English because they only been here two generations, because this is a fucking takeover. Plain and simple. The Department of Homeland Security has designated a Real ID compliant driver's license as one of more than a dozen forms of acceptable ID for air travel. Others include a passport. Remember, when I was a kid, maybe talk about, you know, even when they started with the driver's license things, you know, it wasn't no big deal because they hadn't plugged it all the way in. But then they make it death penalty for not having your driver's license. Oh, now, man. Remember we used to talk about the Germans, see these papers? Do you have the papers? I must seize the papers before you can travel from point A to point B. Do you have a permit, by the way, to be traveling today? Because this is where it's fucking headed. It is, and I'm telling you what this is all about, too. You know, when Trump, he was running, he was talking about, you know, states' rights. He kept bringing up states' rights, states' rights. I'm going, what the fuck is he doing bringing up states' rights, you know? Is he a part of that movement? Because he wasn't. But what this is coming down to is that old 10th Amendment, people. That 10th Amendment. Let's see what that son of a bitch says. Let's look at her here. Wonder why they'd want to do shit like this. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Now, what's prohibited to it by the states? Well, everything in that fucking Bill of Rights. That's what. Ratified by every state. And to answer Charlie's question from a few days ago, as the states, newer states came into the Union, it was a part of the process to come into the Union to ratify that Bill of Rights. So it is ratified by every state. It is the law of every fucking state. But you see these with the fucking California, Oregon here where I'm at. I'm going to take you down to a 5-shot. Well, we've declared, we've written it down on a piece of paper. Now, what kind of authority could they be pretending? You mean like our rights have turned to privileges and immunities that this, our sovereign, that sovereign being the United States Corporation grants and takes away at a whim? Could that be what this is all about? Because right now, if this goddamn Bill of Rights is being enforced, I mean, that's why they sold us on that federal government. Remember? We've talked about it before. You can go read about it in the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. But you can read about it mostly in the Federalist Papers, where they told us, what? We have no power to ever touch you guys. We're just here, you know, in case of somebody, these foreigners like France or maybe Spain come back in here and they try to, you know, take away your rights and take away your possession, your right to allodial, the allodial property that is this United States that belongs to you, the people. We're here to protect you. It's like when they say they're here to protect the children as they're blowing up fucking children in other countries by the thousands. Committing genocide on people by the thousands. And then fucking the inoculation. We just want to stick this needle in there and pump some poison in your children. Because we love children. What is it going to take to wake everybody? I think everybody is awake. And there's only two kinds of people in this fucking country. Those are just those who are a part of it and think that they got a fucking pass. And those that are just fucking rat ass scared. And then there's the rest of us. The rest of us that are going to have to fucking put a stop to this shit. Because nobody's going to come. There is no knight in shining armor. There is no white charger. And he's not going to come fucking charging down off the hill and straighten all this shit out, people. He is the fucking enemy. He is an international communist. And that's the one thing that really kills me. I mean, you hit people with that fucking fact, and still over there on goddamn the micro effect, you'll hear the programming over there. Oh, Trump, he's going to say he's saving. He's playing four-dimensional chess, you see. He's such a smart man. No, what he is an international fucking communist. You see, he holds trademarks, five trademarks in fucking communist China. And their law, which I guarantee you they fucking enforce, says you cannot have a trademark in the People's Republic, or the People's Communist Republic of China, unless you are a fucking international communist, period. So he has to be. I can't even remember where that 10th Amendment, the power is not delegated. So we see, we're watching all these fucking states just violate the fuck out of our second article to the tune of 2,060 fucking infringements. Where, let's read it now. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state of mind, state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not. Now let's see down where it says here, prohibited. By it. This was attached to the Constitution as an amendment, which would make it a prohibition against the states to touch that second article, to even speak about it. To speak about it is treason. To speak about removing it is high fucking treason. It is fucking sedition. It is a hangable offense. But nobody's going to enforce this document I'm holding in my hand. But we American nationals, they want to enslave us. The people you think you hired to take care of this for you because you're too fucking worthless to take care of shit for yourself anymore. That's what people have become so goddamn lazy. I mean, just get me through my day and let me kick back and watch the ball game and drink a beer. Fuck, goddamn, I don't care if the world goes to hell tomorrow. There was the little piece we put up on the making of the Bill of Rights. I think Katie put it up. And it talking about people memorizing the Bill of Rights, just like they memorize Bible verses. Because everyone was supposed to know it. And you were supposed to, any time there was a violation, that's what, challenge authority, man. They actually taught you that in school when I was a kid. It is your duty to your country to challenge authority. They told us that. But now you challenge authority, and you're considered a terrorist. You're considered an enemy of the state, which you fucking are. Because that is not the little United Big S States of the America, the Republic. That is the fucking United States Corporation that usurped the little United Big S States of the Americas through duplicity. They didn't whip us and take it in war. They didn't subjugate us that way. They're just now getting around to the pure subjugation through their Blackwater USA fucking mercenary fucking troops, aren't they? But you see this two-faced son of a bitch. I mean, God, he was so obvious to me. When I first heard him talking on Fox, I'm going, nobody is going to fucking fall for this. The things are so bad, people cannot believe that this fucking charlatan, a word coming out of it. How could you believe it? You know it can't be. You know that if there was one man who would stand up and really that meant it and would do it, they'd kill him in seconds. Look what they did to Kennedy. Kennedy came out and he stood on the stage. He told you. About the Illuminati, about the international fucking conspiracy to take over the fucking world. He told you about it. That's when he wrote the executive orders to end the CIA, to end the FBI, to end the Federal Reserve, and printed $40 billion worth of fucking Yankee greenbacks to fucking try to stop it. And what happened? That was a president. They blew his fucking head off, and yet he stood there in front of America and told you that. And the people just sit there. You know, when they blew that man's head off, there was fucking troop transports in the air with fucking troops in it because they just knew the American people were going to rise up. He had just told us what the fucking, what the big plan was at the top, that they were planning to fucking enslave us and take everything we got. And he talked about the illegal agencies that had been built up in this country. The Blackwater, the beginning of the Blackwater USA, all of these illegal agents, everybody who's coming and affecting your and our life, they're not fucking elected by us. You think that that's really what the fucking people who wrote the Bill of Rights meant? This country, like I said yesterday, is being run by unelected motherfucking corporate appointed fucking judges. They're welding all the fucking authority in, and they, give the orders to the Blackwater organizations to enforce their unlawful, fraudulent fucking orders. By force. They're coming at you by force. That's why when I tell you, this is the gambit. Either you fucking fight for that fucking Bill of Rights and you enforce it and you shoot these motherfuckers out of your country, or you acquiesce to slavery. And you acquiesce, they're not just acquiescing for yourself, you old coward. You're acquiescing for your children. You're acquiescing for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And God Almighty, you look at how they're treating us with our, we got all our guns right now. How are your grandchildren going to be treated, people? Fucking meat. That's all they fucking are. Those traveling out of Phoenix, Sky Harbor International, Phoenix, Mesa Gateway, Flagstaff, Tucson International, and Yuma International Airports will need identification to meet the requirement if they want to get past Transportation Security Administration screeners. And what do you want to bet? Now, I'm going to make another one of them fucking predictions. I'm doing it all the time. You guys, you've seen me do it before. I got the Swami hat on, man. And I'm fucking predicting that within a year to 2 years after this goes into effect, there's going to be border checkpoints. And you ain't going to cross in a fucking car. You ain't going to cross on your fucking walking unless you have the fucking proper identification. You will be arrested on the spot and taken directly to a FEMA camp. And you will be evaluated there to find out what the fuck you were doing out there without permission from the fucking, from your corporate rulers. You will, I mean, it's like the old Indian reservations, isn't it? That's what they're turning the states in, and then finally push you into the cities, to the real center of the shithole reservations. You know, the Indians, they could go off the reservations once in a while to go hunting, but they had to go get permission from the agent to go out on their ancestral hunting lands and to kill them a buffalo. And the fucking troopers out there, the Prairie Patrol. The Prairie Patrol pulled them over, and they didn't have their fucking paper. Ooh, they didn't have permission to be out there on their ancestral hunting lands. They had been completely subjugated, and that's what they intend for us, complete subjugation. Get it through your head. Go ahead.
You know, in the new America, man, you know, that's called freedom. You know, you got to get permission or license to do everything. That's freedom, man.
Oh, I know.
You know that's what they're called these days.
I hear
the
you,
new
bro.
Sheeple.
What makes me laugh is the people that, I got a concealed carry. See, well, fucking, that means you're a fucking slave, you stupid fuck. I got concealed carry, too. It's called the Second Article. And there are no limitations on it, by the way. There is no legislative policy that trumps it, pun intended. That's what you're living under. You're living under legislative policy, not law. Legislative policy of a fucking corporation. It's like Walmart. It is, I swear to you people, it is Walmart. No different. It is as if Walmart wanted to set up some courts right now here in Klamath County. And then they started legislating them some fucking law from corporate policies. And if they had their people out on the streets and they pull you over and they say you violated our, there's no difference. The bottom line here is they are telling you, you have no Bill of Rights. You are not free individual nationals of this country. You are subjects of this fucking corporate aristocracy. We are the king. You are the servant. You get it? Now hand over that fucking gun so we can finish this fucking deal. You see, we've talked about the ballot box. Everybody knows that the ballot box is, it's fucking gone. It was gone a long time ago. You can't even vote because you're voting in a corporate election for something that your form of government's been removed. The true constitution was fucking removed and replaced by a corporation. All you can vote is as a piece of corporate property, as a titled corporate interest in the fucking corporate main corporation, and give your assent for the tyranny being inflicted upon me. Unregistered to vote. God Almighty, don't go out there again and just vote. I'm going to vote just to stop that. I'm not voting for nobody. I'm voting against that. But you fucking retards. I'm telling you, if the people who came out for Trump that never voted before, the people that was sick of it and quit voting, if every fucking one of them went out today and fucking unregistered to vote, don't work just saying, I'm not going to vote then. No, that don't work because your name's still on the rolls of the consenters. remove your name from the rolls of the consent. If the people did it in mass like that, that would send them a fucking message. This fight's going to happen no matter what. Because sooner or later, they are going to send Blackwater USA to try to fucking take our goddamn guns. There is no, and they will be joined by those many foreign troops that are on our fucking soil. They were talking about fucking Syria allowing Iran foreign troops on their soil that threaten to fucking the kingdom or the goddamn the Zion Empire. That's a whole different business now, isn't it? How many foreign soldiers are on your fucking soil right now? Does anybody know? Because they're going to be joined when things get bad, when they start coming and the people start blasting their asses, then they're going to need some fucking, that paycheck just ain't going to do it. Okay. They're going to need foreign conscripts, just like the fucking king had with the fucking Hessians. $20 gold piece per fucking man that bought that goddamn German and brought him over here to kill Americans. And that's what they're doing. That is the plan. You're going to find out how many of these foreign motherfuckers are already here when this shit breaks loose. They've already made their deals, okay? And we don't make the grade of that 550 million that are going to be left. I'll tell you right now, I don't care who in the fuck you think you are. 550 million out of, what about 7 billion? I mean, I want you people to just write down those numbers and look at the zeros. And see if there is, do you think that you will even, there ain't none of you out there that even knows somebody that you think is going to fucking be allowed to live to lick the feet of the fucking new gods on this earth, the corporate aristocracy. They want it back like it was. They want you averting your eyes. They want to own you. If they want to rape your daughter, they want to do it right in front of you, and because it adds an excitement to it like it did at Abu Ghraib. They love that shit. They're sick in the fucking head. They're animals. They are fucking rabid dogs. They need to be put down. This is a crisis. And either fucking you're going to do something about it, or you got two choices. You fucking armed resistance. No, I'm just armed. Fucking blast their ass out of here. Or fucking slavery. They already declared you are our slave. That you are a subject. If you can live with that, you think you can live with that. If you want to live on your fucking knees, you want to watch your fucking children be raped as little kids. I mean, these motherfuckers have no bounds. If you can think you can stand to watch that, maybe I can just get through my miserable ass life. And maybe I'll die in my sleep tonight and I won't have to worry about it no more. You fucking cowards. Sunshine patriots out there. I'm talking to you too, you phony motherfuckers. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And this is a crisis. And you're going to have to fucking, you're going to have to make up your fucking mind. And you better make it up quick. And that is the Word from the Trenches.